the top of the stairs and I'm feeling punch. Put some dolo at the table. I'm fucking with the chick with the fat fatty and the ring up in the navel. Dances around, she struts with the fuck walk. Touches her toes and she can make her butt talk. Do what you gotta do. I ain't mad at you.
Nikki Reed.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. I am Miss Nikki Rich. We are live tonight. It is Throw Down Thursdays on the Nikki Rich Show. You can listen to us anytime, guys, anytime at blogtalkradio.com/The Nikki Rich Show, or you can go ahead and call in at 323-580-5749. Again, 323-580-5749. And all you have to do is press that 1. If you press that 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak to myself or our guest for tonight. And it's going to be a great night tonight. On Throwdown Thursdays, we have our first guest will be Grindhouse, and then we will have Darren Jones, formerly of 112, and we're going to end the night with Mogul Media TV. It's going to be an awesome night, and I'm looking forward to it. I want to let everybody know, first off, that you can follow us on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, or you can follow at Nikki Rich Show. And you also can find us at www.NikkiRichShow.com. And we just recently updated our site at NikkiRichShow.com. And we have all our prior guests as well as our episodes there. And you can just listen there as well. And we also have our podcast where you can search us in iTunes. You can download The Nikki Rich Show, and you can listen to every episode there. But, you know, we're getting on into the show. We are looking forward to our guest tonight, but we're going to start it off right. We have a special guest and a special segment that we do each and every Thursday. And we're going to start it off with DJ Unique. We would like to welcome him to The Nikki Rich Show. Welcome.
What it do?
How you doing?
Oh, man, you know I'm always blessed, man. Every day is another day, another dollar. You heard?
Exactly. I want to let everybody also know that we are live right now on Chicago College Underground Radio, The Nikki Rich Show. We're getting it in.
Oh, man, where that's at? Where that's located at? Chicago? Chi-Town?
Yes. Yes, it
Step
is. That's now.
That's now.
Well, DJ Unique, I know you put a mix together for us tonight. Tell us a little bit about that.
Basically, man, I got a mixtape that's out right now. You know what I'm saying? It's called The GOAT. You know what I'm saying? The greatest of all times is on that piff, D-I-F-F dot with the piff. You know what I'm saying? .com. You know how it's going down right here, right now. You already know. www.djunique.com. Oh, yeah, man. I got the GOAT out right now, man, the mixtape. This is doing it real good. Man, I'm getting a lot of buzz off it. You know what I'm saying? But I got a track that I wanted to play. You know what I'm saying? It's like a little remix that I got on the mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Just to let people know what's on a little bit on the mixtape. You know what I'm saying? First, I gave you what I brought last week. Let It Fly remix, Mano.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, this time I bring something for the ladies, you know what I'm saying? That was for the fellas, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, Unique love the ladies, and ladies love Unique. So, you know what I'm saying? There's something off there that I had to share for the world.
Most definitely. And it's called Best Thing I Never Had. Let's get to it.
Are you ready?
Ladies,
get on the dance floor.
Go on.
My new boo be doing it better than you. I'm done with it. T-H-U through, middle finger in the air. Cause I don't care, you need to pay your fare and do your hair. Girl, dance like you ain't got no man. I'm buying drinks if you ain't got no plan. Cause I understand that it's a celebration to your new situation.
How we do. Shout out to everybody that's listening right now. We have a lot of people in the chat room. Our chat room is open, so all you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRich Show. The Nikki Rich Show. And we thank you again for being with us tonight. We want to take a quick break, and then we're going to go to our first guest. All right?
That's what it do. Thanks for having me. Shout out to the world.
Okay.
Hey!
All righty. Right now, we're going to go to Miss Mary J. Blige. Just fine. Y'all stay tuned. It's the Nikki Rich Show.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me wanna let it go and let this thing called love get away from you. Feel free right now, go do what you wanna do. Can't let nobody take it away from you, from me, from me. No time for moping around, are you kidding? And no time for negative vibes, cause I'm waiting.
Nikki Reed.
So now
welcome back. Welcome back to our listeners that are just tuning in. It is the Nikki Rich Show. We are live out of Charlotte, North Carolina, getting it in. And we have our special guest for tonight, and we have one coming up. We have Grindhouse in the building. I want to let everybody know that you can call in at 323-580-5749. I want to let everybody know a little bit about our first guest. Our first guest is Grindhouse. He has worked as a writer on his cousin's album John Legend's homeschool label, currently writer for Catchy Creations in the UK, and he's the first indie album Trouble Man sold 68K plus units, and he is a native of Cincinnati, Ohio, and currently resides in New York, and we would like to welcome Grindhouse to the Nikki Rich Show. Welcome.
Nikki, what's up, baby? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. What's going on?
I'm feeling it. I'm in here listening to Christmas music till it's about that time. I skip Thanksgiving. I go straight to Christmas. So, yeah. So I'm here listening to a little Christmas music, getting in the spirit. That's about it. What's up with you? Besides doing your thing on this radio.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Well, you know we have Darren Jones coming through next with the Christmas music as well, so you got to stay tuned for that as well.
No doubt. I definitely will. I was a big fan of 112, so I'm definitely going to be listening to my master. He got the Christmas joint coming out, so I'm definitely going to get at it. I want to hear what he got to say about it. So, yeah, I'm going to be locked in, hear what he got to say. That's what's up.
Most definitely. And we got some of your music, and we're going to be playing that, and we're looking forward to it. You know, doing this interview, we're so excited. Grindhouse in the building.
I'm excited to be here. That's what's up. Me and you been going back and forth on Twitter for a minute, so I said, you know, let me get in. You know what I'm saying? Let me get in. So I was about due to come on in. Now I'm here, and that's what's up. I'm excited, and you doing your thing, and I'm just glad to be part of it. That's what's up.
Most definitely. So tell us, how did you get the name Grindhouse?
I want to incriminate myself, but basically, when we used to do our thing out of this crib, and cats would say, that's the Grindhouse over there. You know what I mean? So eventually, if cats didn't know your name, you know what I mean, that's what they would call me. Hey, Grindhouse, come in. You know what I mean? And that's how it just stuck. So it just went from there. Like I said, I don't want to incriminate myself and get too deep, but that's what it matters.
I feel you on that one.
They're going to have fans kicking my door down. Yeah, so it's all good. But, yeah, that's where it came from.
So I hear you write. You're writing, and you're the cousin of John Legend. How is that, you know, does it feel kind of, I know him being a celebrity and you too, I mean, that y'all power team going on. Well, how is that?
John is mainstream. He signed to a label. You know what I mean? Me, I'm an indie artist. But it's cool because we both do what we want to do. I'm at the point, like, I don't want a deal. I'm cool doing what I'm doing. I'm my own boss. I get, you know what I mean, all the profit from everything I do. I have to hustle harder, but that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it serves benefits, it serves purpose, but at the end of the day, it really don't matter who your people are if your talent's not up to par. You know what I mean? So you still got to have talent, even though I'm his cousin. Nobody's going to let me do anything just because I'm his cousin. They still have to push play and hear what I'm doing. But, I mean, it's cool, man. I like it. It's cool. I mean, I can't complain. You know what I mean? My cousin could be some jerk sitting up in the joint there, so I play. It's all good. But I still have to make my own way, and I can't ride on his coattail. So it's all good.
And I understand that. That's like Brandy and Ray J. Ray J had to make his own way, so I understand. So tell us, What was the first song you ever wrote or sung?
Oh God, it was this awful song. I mean, I was like, I think I was in ninth grade, and these dudes was rapping, and they was kind of trash, and I had never rapped before. And I said, you know what, I'm about to start write something and participate next time I see these lanes. And it was horrible. I think it was called Death Sentence, and it was awful. You know what, I'm not going to say it was awful. I think about it now, it was terrible. But I guess for then it was cool. But that's the first song I ever wrote. And I know it by heart to this day. No, I will not say it because the lyrics was, like, horrible. But, yeah, that's the first song I ever put on paper was this song called Death Sentence. And it was a battle rap. And it was pretty awful.
Yeah.
You bring it back bad memories.
Good Lord.
It's not bad necessarily memory. Bad.
That's what's up.
Well, we have some of your music, and we have Desire. Tell us
a
little bit about
that. That's my joint.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I did Desire. The girl I did it with, her name is Jay Rose. She stay out in L.A., and she's a model, and she's a singer. And so she told me, like, yo, we doing a show, and I need a joint that we can model to. You know what I'm saying? But it's got to be, I don't want it to be corny. So I was like, I ain't never did a joint like that. And she was like, well, just see what you could do. So I got the track. I dropped the verse. She did the hook. And it's dope. It's dope. You know what I'm saying? So it's called Desires featuring J. Rose. And just picture some hot chicks hitting the catwalk when it's playing. Because, yeah, it's one of those type of joints.
All right, here we go.
Desire. Reality. Like, some of these artists, it's their reality, but it's not our reality. I'm not rich. I can't jump from state to state. I ain't cracking bottles open every night. That's not my reality. So I make joints about life and what's happening to people every day. So this joint is basically telling the girl I'm with, I'm no good, yeah, I'm a cheater, yeah, I'm a liar, but I love you, and I don't want to lose you. So that's what the whole question is.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Check it here first.
Welcome to the Heartbreak Hotel. Hoes on my coattail. Promise me they won't tell, but they always go tell.
Welcome to the Heartbreak Hotel. Hoes on my coattail. Promise me they won't tell, but they always go tell. I'm my own worst enemy, locked up in my own jail. What I need is Lucifer. I produce my own hell. Relationships won't fail. Unbalanced like those scales. Open those like coattail. P.O. we won't yell. Break it, so sell. Calm down, make up. That's the game, oh well. First idea is so real. Lover than I hate her. Bottom line, I won't fail. Told her if I die, I can't have her, but my ghost will. Sometimes I feel like a new car with no wheels. I'm just good for looking at. I ain't going nowhere. Break up, won't dare. Wake up, comb hair. Baby's got that good love. I'm hoping she don't share. Yeah, I bag broads like I never had rods. We got relationships, but they can never have ours.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. We are live with our special guest, Grindhouse, in the building. Now, I'm loving that.
You like that, Nikki?
Yeah.
You like that, Nikki?
I like that beat. Yeah, I like that hook, the beat, pretty hot.
That's what's up. Thank you. I'm not sounding like I ain't one of them egomaniacs, but I only put out quality music. That's all I know how to do.
Yeah.
Quality, yeah, it's not all I crank out. Quality, yeah, that's what's up. Glad you was digging it though. That's the business.
And we got a phone. We got a caller at 513 number. We're gonna go to the phone lines. Caller, you are on the air. Tell us your name and where you come from.
Okay, my name is Babe, B-A-B-E, and I'm Grindhouse sister. And I was just calling to say he did give me the opportunity to spit some verses on a couple of his songs, but unfortunately, he did not ask you to play those songs tonight. Anything you have to say, Grindhouse?
About sometimes you gotta give people, like, they need a teaser so they can need an appetizer so they can get the full course. So you part of the full course. You know what I'm saying? I'm the little appetizer with my little raggedy songs, and then when they buy the album, they get the full course meal with the joints you on. You like how I clean that up? You like that?
I
you cool with that now?
I guess, but it's two songs I'm on. One called I'm a Star and one called Like It, Love It.
Yes. She dope. You know what? She just want her peas. Okay, she dope. My little sister dope. She can spit. No, I don't write a lyric. Everybody think I do. She's a monster. She shows up. She a one booth hitter, and she's done. So there you go. There your peas. You cool now?
Okay, one more thing. Any listeners, if y'all want to look, y'all can go on YouTube and type in Babe.
Nikki, you need to get control of yourself.
Babe. Y'all can type in Babe Stevens channel on YouTube. Y'all can see how I look and y'all can give y'all opinions. I appreciate that. That's
okay.
All I got to say.
All right.
Thank
have a good
you.
Evening.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
That is
I'm so embarrassed. They're going to see me jail. I'm so embarrassed. I'm sorry, Nick.
That is love. Nothing like family calling
wow.
in to support and cross promote.
Yeah, she called in to support herself. She called to support me. She called to support
and
herself.
And cross promote.
All right, man. That's all
that's real.
I love her. That's what's up.
That's real right there. I mean, she's listening and tuned in. Some people can't even get they mama to be tuned in right now.
That's what's up. That's the thing.
Yes, much love, man. That's real. But that's what makes it fun.
That's what's up.
But
that's
tell us now. Tell us how they could purchase if they wanted to purchase your singles or if they wanted to contact you. For any booking engagement, how could they do that via Facebook, Twitter, website?
Okay. The my Facebook is Grindhouse One, just the way you spell it, GRINDHOUSZ One. My Twitter is at Grindhouse and spell it GRINDHOUSZ. You can cop the album on CDBaby.com. /Grindhouse and you can cop it on Amazon.com/Grindhouse. It's there, all the ringtones, all the whatever. I gotta take it down in like another month or so because if I make too much money I might get in trouble. So that's the price you pay when you're an independent artist. So I might have to take it down soon. But you can cop everything there and I'm gonna drop another album probably like February, and but it's gonna be a free one since this one did so good. I'm gonna let this next one go for free. But yeah, all right there, all those things right there. You can get at me. I always collab with hot artists. If you hot, I collab with you. You know what I mean? If you trash, I can't help you. Yeah.
You can't help them if they're trash. Now
I can't help them if they trash. I ain't a miracle worker. If you trash, I can't help you. But if you hot and if you hot and you hustle. And you can. I'll work with anybody that's hot. I don't care who it is. Let's get it on. And I'll work. I got 16 for your projects if you need them. Whatever you need, we can get it on. And it's all pro bono, man. We all indie artists, man. I got to quit taxing other indie artists and trying to break their pockets. You know what I mean? They trying to come up just like you. Sometimes you got to do things on the strength that it's the right thing to do and y'all can grow together. So quit charging all the time, man, when somebody trying to do something. So anybody want me on something, man? It's pro bono, free of charge. Let's get it on. As long as the music hot, we can work.
And also, you know, I know a lot of people, you know, they just seem to, like, when it comes to money and stuff, that's all, you know, it's either they want to pay or they don't want to pay, you know.
Right.
And
right.
I want to let everybody know it's important to invest in yourself.
Yeah. Yes.
Because that would go a long way.
I keep telling you, a lot of these artists think that somebody's going to come knock on their door and say, hey, I heard you sing. Hey, I heard you rap. Come with me. No. You know what I mean? That's not going to happen. You have to.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not worth putting some money into yourself, then nobody's going to put money into buying your product. You better remember that, and you better learn that. You better tattoo that on your brain. If you ain't going to spend money on you, nobody will spend money on your project. So remember that.
All right. Well, we thank you for being with us tonight, and
thank
we
you,
hope
Nikki.
To have you back soon. I know you have some, you know, current, up and coming projects coming on.
Yeah.
And we would like to have you back to discuss that as well. But you just stay tuned, you know, to the Nikki Rich Show. Just sit back and relax. All right.
I'm locked in. I'm locked in till 9. I'm in the car. You going 100. I ain't going to jump out. I'm with you. I'm with you.
That's what I'm talking about. You got a lot of energy.
I appreciate you having me on. I had a good time. And y'all make sure y'all tune in. Don't just tune in. Some cats coming on here that y'all know when y'all want to hear what they got to say, man. Y'all get at her every
exactly.
day. Nikki go hard. You know what I mean? So y'all make sure y'all get at her every day. You know what I'm saying? Because she go hard. And I want to see her get the benefits of going hard if she does, because I respect that. That's how me and her got cool, because I saw how hard she was going. So, yeah, y'all support her and y'all get behind her.
Thank you so much. And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we're going to end by saying God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, too. You have a good evening, okay? I'll be listening.
All right. You were just listening to Grindhouse. Y'all, he has some awesome music. You have to go check it out. Follow him on Twitter. And he gave out his contact. So you can go back and listen to the archives on blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRich Show. And for all our listeners, right now, if you would like to call in and speak to any of our guests, you can call in at 323-580-5749. 323-580-5749. And up next, we have Darren Jones from 112 coming through. And we're going to go to Total featuring Mace. Stay tuned. It's the Nikki Rich Show.
Yeah. Kim. This goes out to you. Do you know who you are? Do you know? Come on.
The group 112. He is a renowned producer. And he is also, you know, he's the Dr. Dre and I say the Kanye West of R&B. And he has been very successful. He has been awarded Billboard, Grammys, BET Awards, MTV and Soul Train Awards, and also sold over 40 million records worldwide. And he right now, you know, he has out his latest solo project, Uncensored, and he is working on a, and he has his Christmas album out, and we're going to be talking about that with him, and we're excited about that. And we just would like to welcome Deron Jones to the Nikki Rich Show. It's awesome to have you here tonight.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, most definitely. We know you're working on a, you have a new project out right now. So tell us a little bit about that.
Which one?
Well, the
first album, it was Uncensored, and that dropped last year. So, but my current project is a Christmas album. It's called Christmas in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been kind of releasing singles on that. The first single is called Baby for Christmas, and I'm gonna be shooting a video to that real soon. And the album itself is gonna be dropping November the 25th. So I'm really excited about that. It's a lot of good classic Christmas music and also some original tunes. And, you know, for once in a long time, there's no parental advisory sticker, so I'm happy about that, too.
Oh, yes.
Keeping it all the way positive for the holidays.
Most definitely. So what is it like being on your own, you know, right now, solo? How's it been going?
Well, it's good for me, you know. For me, it's I mean, because for the most of my career, there's always been somebody else in control. You know what I mean? Whether it was a label, an executive, or a voting system, no matter what it was, I always found myself, you know, not truly in control of my own destiny when it came to my music, when it came to my, you know, creatively what I wanted to say and how I wanted to present myself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So as a solo artist, I can do anything that I want to do creatively and just have a freedom to kind of move the way that I want. And, you know, for me, I'm really loving that aspect of it all.
All right. And then, you know, I know you've been in the music game for a really long time. How is it, you know, from then until now? What is it like? Do you think the music has really changed dramatically for the better or for the worse?
Well, I think it has improved in some ways, and then, you know, there's some things that are negative as well. But, I mean, I think for the most part, I think music is in a good place. I think the aspect of the Internet, like, it has hurt the business in some ways, but in the other aspect, it has helped with the business, you know. It hurt us with the piracy and things of that nature, but it helped us in a sense that it gives us the freedom to, you know, to release material that, you know, back in the day, you know, you would have to go through a system to get a certain, you would have to go through a certain system to get music released. Whereas now, you know, you can just put it out and the public can have access to it, and then the public can say, well, either I like this or I don't like it. Whereas back in the day, you know, you would have to go through a label system, really, to kind of get your music the exposure that you know, that you would want it to have and to have it available worldwide, you know. So I think there's been a lot of good changes and bad, but I think overall the music game is in a good place. A lot of people say, you know, I hear a lot of people say the R&B is not in a good place, but I don't agree with that. I think it's some good R&B still in the house. You know, we still got Usher holding it down. We got Chris Brown. He's dope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Trey Songz is hot. Neo, I think we got a lot of great R&B. And even on the female side, we still got Beyonce. So, you know, I feel like, you know, it's in a good place.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think it is for the better. Now, I know, like I say, you have your Christmas album out right now. So tell us, what has it been, what is your approach, when, you know, come in to create this album?
Well, you know, just growing up in a Christian household, you know, Christmas was, to us, it was the day that Jesus was born. But we also, like, you know, in my family, they mixed the secular side of it as well, you know what I mean? So it was like Santa Claus was involved in Christmas and just family and fellowship and all those good things. So it was kind of like about spirituality, family, fellowship. But it was also about romance when you get the mistletoe involved. And, you know, so I think it's just a lot of good, positive energy that I grew up on, you know, when it came to Christmas. And I just wanted to kind of display all of those memories and all of those good feelings that I remembered as a child growing up, and even when I got older and I was, you know, grown and felt that romantic side of Christmas as well. So, you know, that's what Baby for Christmas is, which is the single. You know, it's more on the romantic side, and a lot of people here, they be like, yo, you know, this is a grown and sexy Christmas song, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good look.
Well, we're going to go ahead and play Baby for Christmas. And I got a chance to hear it, and I'm loving it. I'm really loving it. Like, it's you're right, the grown and sexy. So we're going to go to it right now. This is the Ron Jones, Baby for Christmas. Christmas. That is that just brings, you know, that you have that soulful sound. That so, I mean, that's a Christmas single that you would just play for a lifetime. I mean, I'm loving it. I was envisioning like being by a fireplace, you know, drinking hot cocoa or something.
Which,
you know, right. My significant other, if I had one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But yes, I'm loving it. That was hot.
That's what's up.
Yes, and I'm getting a lot of texts and tweets, and we have our chat room live, man. Everybody getting a pretty good response. Everybody's loving it, loving your music. And, you know, I really like it because it's not that many Christmas CDs out right now. So
right.
You're winning. You winning. What is it the guy to say? You say you winning.
right.
It's not that many.
Yep.
But yes, right. And we also have another single as well that tell us a little bit about Christmas in the Air.
Well, Christmas in the Air for me was just kind of like, because when my family get together at Christmas time, it just becomes a party, you know what I'm saying? After you unwrap the gifts and the kids get all their little fun in, then it kind of just becomes a party. You know, my uncle is in the house and, you know, we drinking and we kicking it and eating chicken and, you know, but music is playing, so it becomes a party. So Christmas in Atlanta was kind of inspired by that party aspect of Christmas that I was always getting when I was coming up. So when people listen to it, they like, wow, that's not a Christmas song. It made me want to, you know, do the Dougie. I like that aspect of it because I think that's what Christmas is about too, you know, because you got to have fun with it, and you know, I'll be getting my little Dougie on to that song, you know what I'm saying? So anybody want to battle me with that Dougie is on, you know, just let me know.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, this is Christmas in the Air, Deron Jones. Here we go.
Something's moving now. Yeah, it's like Christmas in the air. Christmas in the air. And I'm loving the feeling it brings. Whoa, it's like love is everywhere. Love is everywhere. It's moving, yeah. Whoa, it's like Christmas in the air. Won't you dance with me all through the holidays? Where the tiny touch to the world. Time for giving. Moving. It's like Christmas in the air. Christmas in the air. And I'm loving the feeling it brings. It's like love is everywhere. Love is everywhere. Hey. I'm feeling I'm a little mistletoe. So kiss me. This is the season to celebrate. Baby, dance with me. All through the holidays. Like Christmas in the air, and I'm loving the feeling that it brings. It's like loving everywhere, loving everywhere.
That was Deron Jones, Christmas in the Air. Why has somebody hit me up on Twitter saying, why did, they said they just did the Dougie.
Oh, yeah, they got to. I was doing the Dougie, too. I had put it on speakerphone.
Dancing.
I had
Christmas
put it on speakerphone just
F.
to hit the Dougie.
Yep. Oh, yes, man. That's crazy. People hit me up. That was the joint right there. I could hear that at Thanksgiving, you know, you just playing something, getting the food ready, you know. Everybody was getting
exactly.
it together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Exactly.
Now, did you face any challenges when you were writing these songs and creating these songs?
Well, you know, I guess the major challenges was just trying to, you know, make everything connect but still have a little different sound to it. Like, I wanted the album to feel like it was one album, you know, but I still wanted it, each song to sound different. So, I mean, that was kind of like a challenge for me to an extent. But other than that, I just really had fun with it and just tried to stay creative at the same time.
All right. I see we have some callers, so we're going to go to the phone lines. We have a 770-842. Caller, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Calling from Atlanta, Georgia. This is your boy, Lim Collins, calling and show my boy D. Jones some love. What's
hey.
Up, man? Yeah, this is Lim Collins. What's up, bro? What's good with you, man?
Hey. Everything good, man. Just in the lab, you know, just cranking them out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know how it is, bro. I've been catching the new stuff, man. I'm just ready to shoot this video. You know what we talked about.
I know, man. We got to get it in, man. So we're gonna get together this week, man, because I've been looking at models and stuff already, so we're trying to go ahead and pull it together.
All we got to do is sit down, bro. You got my number, man. I just wanted to call
yep,
and
yep.
show some stuff, bro. I just wanted to call and
I
show some
love. I appreciate it, man. Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
That's much love. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. I want to show love to you, too, Nikki. You show love to you, too, Nikki. You're doing your thing. So hold it down. I'm going to support y'all. I'm supporting everybody.
That's
all
up.
Right.
That's so we're going to get up this week, man, talk about that for sure.
Yeah, let's do it, man. Give me a call, bro, and we can make it happen. That ain't no thing. Oh, I checked out your new joint too, man. The one you just released. I got a movie, man. I wanna put that in the soundtrack. We gonna shoot a movie, my next movie in January, and I wanna holler at you about that for the soundtrack. Cause it'd be perfect for the soundtrack. But we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we're gonna
All
do
right.
it. That's what's up.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Yeah, all right, big dog.
And so I know you're going to be making videos. Is it for Baby for Christmas and also Christmas in the Air, or are you just going to do one?
Well, I really wanted to do a video for both of those
songs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that Christmas in the Air is just like that perfect party, you know, holiday party
yes.
song. You know? And Baby for Christmas is like the romance, and that's, you know, a big part of what the CD is about, and I think it's important that the people get a visual for that as well. So I'm working on that.
That's right. I think it'll be hot. I can see it. So
that's what's up.
What can we look forward to in the future from Deron Jones?
Well, I'm gonna stay making the great music. You know, this album, I'm gonna introduce a lot of artists that I've been working with, a lot of talented artists, and And you're going to be able to hear a lot of them on, you know, most of the artists that I recently signed to my label on this album. My sister, mm-hmm. Sunny Jones, is on the album. Heather Mayfield, who is a country artist that I'm working with, is on the album. And got my hip-hop cats on the album as well. You know, Player Rob and Jim Frank. So, I mean, just be expecting more music. Even after the Christmas album, you know, we're going to be putting out a lot of great R&B music. So just stay tuned. If y'all ain't following me on Twitter, go ahead and follow me. That's at Deron Jones Music. And, you know, just stay tuned. We're just going to keep giving y'all the quality music. DPS, Definition of Platinum Sounds. You know how we do it.
Most definitely. And, you know, before you go, we're going to get to one more caller. We know you are limited time, but we're going to get to a 864-469 number. You are on the air with Nikki and Deron Jones. Tell us your name. Where are you calling from?
Hey, what's going on, Nikki? It's your boy Lenny Mac. How y'all doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
What's cracking?
What's happening, man? How you doing? First of all, I just want to say, man, I am glad to hear that you out doing your music thing, man, because 112 was like one of my favorite groups of all time, and the first album is just so classic. And I just want to know, will there be a 112 reunion, or is just everybody's going, you know, doing their own thing right now, just focusing on, you know, their solo acts?
Yeah, right now everybody's doing a solo thing, so that's the move at the moment.
Oh, okay. And
yes, sir.
Oh, will y'all ever get back together, though? Or, you know?
I really don't know, you know, because right now, you know, that's just the season that it is right now. So who knows what will happen in the future. Maybe, you know,
exactly.
We'll be able to come together and do another one.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Okay.
And, you know, hopefully for the sake of the fans and just for the sake of, you know, the brand itself, we'll be able to do that.
Yeah, man, because, I mean, y'all not only just was, like, the forefront, but y'all, you know, y'all brought that style, y'all brought that southern style to the mainstream as far as R&B. You know, nobody was doing it like y'all was doing it, you know, and... You know what I'm saying? I just want to say congratulations on everything that y'all doing, man. And I'll be looking out for y'all new music. I'm looking out for your new music as well. And when is your album going to drop?
This album, Christmas in Atlanta, will be on iTunes November the 25th.
All right. I definitely
and the two singles on iTunes now, that's Christmas in the Air and Baby for Christmas, is already up there. So, I appreciate you, man, for real, for real. Cause you sound like you done bought everything we ever put out.
Hey, man, I have. I'm dead serious.
That.
Like, man, hey, I got all of 112 music. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a fan of music as well. I have a group, hip-hop group by the name of NBH. You know, you can follow us on Twitter at NBH The Group. So, yeah, I'm a fan, man. I'm a huge
That's
fan
what's
of
up, man. I'm gonna make sure I follow you, man. I appreciate that for real.
Oh yeah, no doubt. And what's up, Nikki? How you doing? I just want to say hello.
I'm good. Thank you for all your support to the Nikki Rich Show, calling in. You know, showing love.
Oh, you know I'm gonna have to do that, honey. Go ahead and say it one time. Darren, you gotta laugh at us.
I know.
Thank you, honey.
Appreciate it. I'll holler at y'all, man.
All right, man.
Peace.
Thank you. Our listeners always picking me because I say, thank you, honey.
Okay.
I always say, honey.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, much love. And we thank you for being with us tonight. It's been such a pleasure. And, you know, I know you said you were releasing the album on the 20th of November.
Yeah, November the 25th. It'll be on
25th.
iTunes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So that's going to be the digital version of the album. But if you want the actual CD, you can pre-order that on my site, and we'll ship it right to your door. That's DeronJonesMusic.ning.com.
Okay. Most definitely. Yeah. And we have to have you back on, you know, talk about that as well a little later on.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Exactly.
Yeah, you know, you're welcome to come back anytime. And you want to give out your Facebook, Twitters, and sites?
My Twitter, you know, it's at Daron Jones Music. That's Daron Jones, Jones, Music, Music. And from there, you can pretty much get everything because I stay tweeting at all times.
And also, Daron, we are live on two networks. So how about give a shout-out to the Chicago College Underground Radio? We're live on there as well.
Okay, that's what's up. Much love to the Chicago College Underground Radio. It's all good. I appreciate the love, appreciate the support. I appreciate y'all having me on here for real.
Most definitely, most definitely. Well, we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end by saying God bless.
God bless. I know that's right. Amen.
All right.
All right.
You're just listening to Daron Jones. He has a new Christmas album. You have to go check it out on iTunes, y'all. Support him. It's on iTunes, so you can also follow him on Twitter at Daron Jones. And he have Christmas in the Air on iTunes, and as well as Baby for Christmas.
It was love at the sight. I know from the way she looked at me, her eyes said it all. Long days and nights we spent till she dropped the bomb.
right, welcome back. It's the Nikki Rich Show, and we're getting it in tonight. For all our listeners that is just tuned in, you can call in at 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749, and you have to press the 1 if you would like to speak to myself, Nikki Rich, or our guest for tonight. And our prior guest tonight we had on the show was Grindhouse, and we've had Deron Jones of 112, and now we're going to end it with a bang. We have Mogul Media TV in the building. So we would like to welcome Mogul Media TV to the Nikki Rich Show. Welcome.
Hi, love.
Thank you,
it's
thank
Nikki.
You. How you doing?
How are you?
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good, man. We're getting it in tonight. We are so ecstatic that y'all are here tonight.
Thank you. We're ecstatic to be on the Nikki Rich Show. You're doing big things. You're an entrepreneur. We represent entrepreneurs all over the world. So let's get in it.
Yes, indeed. Most definitely. I already have people in the chat room. We have our chat room live, blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRichShow. Everybody wanting to know who is Mogul Media TV. Let us know who they are and what they do.
Well, Nikki talks so much that I'm going to let Andre Allred tell the story about Mogul Media TV.
Okay, well, Mogul Media TV, everybody asks what it's, you know, exactly what it is. It's actually a brand. I want to clear that up. A lot of people think it's just a site, but it started as a site 2 years ago, and it actually was started because we felt that there wasn't enough light shed on some CEOs, you know, that their product is out in the world, but people don't know who they are. You know, everybody seems to focus on, like, the Puff Daddies or the Russell Simmons and, you know, things like that, which is cool, but there are a lot, there are millions and millions of CEOs that deserve their just due. So we wanted to start a platform for that type of CEO. So we began with the Mogul Media TV. And we started to focus on all different type of branding, authors, business owners, designers, entrepreneurs as far as like independent record labels, anybody pretty much independent coming up who really have a business and something going on. We wanted to focus on them and shed some light. So that's the basis of Mogul Media TV. And, you know, we got a chance to actually interview a lot of millionaires and, you know, people who have their own clothing lines, front lines, jewelry lines, you know, things like that. So it's not like we're just focusing on independent entrepreneurs. We're definitely focusing on some of the major two, but we want to give an outlet for the independent, the underdog CEO, basically. That's what I call it. You know, such as yourself, Nikki Rich, you know. So that's, and to sum it up in a nutshell, that's really what it's about.
That's amazing because, you know, it's nobody really for, like you said, the ones who just starting out. It's nothing there to even acknowledge it. We just got to keep striving.
You know,
now,
what it is?
I was going to say, how did you guys meet to start this partnership?
Oh, my God. Can I tell the story? It's Nikki. Yeah. I love telling the story. I've known my partner for over 20 years. I've known him since I was 14 years old, and it's just amazing to have, you know, almost two decades later, and, you know, we created a brand together. It's a lovely brand. It's an amazing brand. So I've known my partner for over 20 years. A lifetime. So, again, we've built this brand together. I like to consider myself an entertainment media journalist. I go around conducting a lot of the interviews. We also have our partner who couldn't be on the show tonight, Showtime. He's also the head of
visuals for Mogul Media TV, and he also goes out there, and he's on location every day creating documentaries and spotlighting entrepreneurs all over the world. We've done over probably 50 or 60 interviews that are up on YouTube. I think we've had over 2 million hits. We are working hard every day. A lot of people think that just because you have a business that, you know, that glorifies some type of success of wealth and or having, you know, excess paper, and the paper is amazing and stuff like that, but it's all about the struggle and the grind and working hard to achieve your goals and to believe, because there's a lot of naysayers out there, a lot of people that are dream crushers, and I always tell people to just think positive. If you surround your environment and your aura with positivity, you're going to get that back. And to just work hard. We're only 2 years in it. We've met a lot of great people. We've had a lot of enlightenment. Enlightenment is bliss, everybody. So that's something that, you know, I promote a lot, just to seek, you know, a lot of knowledge and a lot of people that are majors in this business doing it. You know, you learn a lot from other people that are doing it. And entrepreneurs are the bloodline of the world. Like, I want to bring forth and expand the market of up-and-coming entrepreneurs. There's so many people in this world that, you know, have great businesses and products and services, and we are the platform that will rep you.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
It is amazing. You know, and we're not just, and again, I just want to clarify this. We are not just an online website. You know, we are creating a brand where we are trying to expand the business by bringing on other people, you know, and having other people in different departments and different sectors of Mogul Media TV. We want to branch out into fashion. I'm working on a fashion line right now. I don't want to talk about that. But, you know, we're trying to expand in so many, you know, different avenues. We're trying to give other people opportunities to bring forth their dreams. We're looking for correspondents and, you know, people that really want to really outlive their dreams, and we're just trying to bring that all forth, and we've really been successful at doing that. And, you know, and I want to just tell people, don't worry about the money. Work hard, work hard, work hard, even if it means that you sleep for 2 hours. At least, you know, at the end of the yellow brick road, you know, when you reach your pot of gold, you know what it took to get there, and you'll appreciate the struggle so much more, you know. And that's what makes us unique.
It does. It does. Now, far as the different people coming to you and coming in contact, you know, I would say audience, how would you describe them, you know, far as everybody coming in contact with you, young, old, or mixed, or, you know, how would you describe them? All entrepreneurs or people that's already established?
Both. I would say both.
Okay.
I say you get maybe 60% 60-65% of people who are probably independent and they're really not fully established yet. They have, like, they have a product, they have a service, or they have a talent, but they're probably not well known. They may be known in their community or their state, but they're not really well known around the 50 states. And then you got that 35% that are well known probably across the United States or international. It's like we've only been out 2 years, but we've been picking up pace, like, drastically in the last year. Like, some of, you know, major people are looking at what we're doing, and they're definitely embracing it.
That's awesome. And, you know, have you had any challenges that y'all faced within these 2 years you know, being in business?
Of course. Of course, definitely. The main one is what is Mogul Media? I don't get it. That's people, you know, people telling you all, because they don't, you know, the thing is, what they think is what we do. So no one wants to see, it seems like a lot of people don't want to see, you know, something that they thought about doing happen with somebody else and they be successful. A lot of people don't think like that, especially a lot of haters and stuff. But, you know, that's the only obstacle we had. You know, it's just sticking, I mean, we stick together through thick and thin regardless of anything. And, you know, changing our mind. We have a platform on what we want to do, and we stick to it regardless. Everybody, the way I always say, you know, they don't get it now, but they will get it. Hopefully they get it before we get too big and we forget. And then, then when they need you, we got to remember what, you know, they didn't get it then, don't get it later. They'll definitely get it regardless, you know. Sometimes a lot of people are easily influenced. Instead of being influenced on by their own knowledge or something, they're really influenced by if somebody with a bigger name, if they get it, it seems like everybody else get it. So what I can say now is they get it. They definitely get it. After 2 years, the phone is ringing off the hook. The emails are piling up. Everybody wants an interview, you know, things like that. And also we wanted to say we have a TV show, too, in New York where we reach 8 million, 8 million people household-wise. And we have one in Atlanta. It's reconstructed right now, but that one reaches 7 million homes.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, we're not playing.
That's
how we're really serious. We're really serious. You know, I'm not saying it like that. I'm just saying we're really passionate about what we do. It's so much more than, you know, people have different reasons for why they do different things. But, you know, sometimes in life it's all about being, you know, a change maker and creating change and creating forth something bigger than just, you know, just wanting a pot of gold at the end of the day. You know, it's just so much more structured, our platform. The brand is just so big, and it's just as far as what we're trying to do with entrepreneurs. There's so many of them out there in the world, and there's challenges, of course. You know, having a business is definitely difficult. You know, we started from the ground up, and we're still not where we want to be, but we know that with consistency and with longevity, you know, that brings forth success. And just trying to, you know, be able to be a doer and not just a sitter. You know, we're not people that sit around, and we just do what we got to do under pressure. And, you know, that to me, that's a challenge. That's a huge challenge, you know, working hard and trying to juggle so many different things. I'm a mom. I have a five-year-old. I have a lot on my plate. So it does get challenging, but for me, that's the motivation. The challenge is the motivation to make me work harder and to push me. And you know, I push myself very far. That's why I'm on the Miss Nikki Ritz Show.
Yay!
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yes. And I know you have, when you're looking for your entrepreneurs, your clients, what do you look for? I know to wean out the ones that's not serious or, you know, just not ready for, you know, your brand.
You know,
how do you
wean
them out?
More than anything, I think I don't say we don't really look for them, but you know how some people, they just come across your path, they catch your eye, you know, and they got the same drive maybe that you may have. Or so mainly I think, like, it's consistency. How consistent is that person? If I seen him in January promoting something, his brand, and then it's December, I seen him promoting his brand, And it's like 10 times more in December than it was in January, and he's nonstop, then that makes me feel like, you know what, he got my attention. Let's find out a little bit more about him. But lately it's been they're contacting us. They're calling us to you know, cover their events, cover their fashion shows, cover their networking events. You know, you're getting the emails, you know, are y'all available? What's your fee? Everything, you know, how do we advertise on your site, you know, things like that. So I guess it's the consistency in someone. The consistency, that's pretty much what we look for.
That's awesome. Now, when you go out, where are all the places that they can catch you guys at?
I'm in New York. And I have a team out in New York, and Nikki's in Miami, and she has a team in Miami. And we also, right now, we're working on, we also have an extended partner in Africa, actually, in Kinshasa.
Y'all better go ahead now.
You know. So, Yeah, it's crazy. We got a lot of good people around us. We're the head, you know. It's like we form a body. Me and Nikki are the head and the mind, and the rest are the arms and the legs, and we form one, you know, one powerful body to keep it moving.
Awesome. I mean, it all takes, you got to have a good team. You have to.
Yes, definitely.
In order to be successful. And it sounds like y'all are doing your thing. Miami and New York.
Yeah, you definitely. You're definitely trying, you know. I mean, we're getting it done.
Are y'all
but
looking
at the same
to...
time, we're only 2 years in. And we get a lot of feedback like they don't believe we're only doing this for 2 years. But it's a consistency. And I got to say, Nikki, having a partner like her, she is independent, strong, quick-thinking, realistic, go-getter type of person, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, real business savvy and hungry about what she wanna progress about and things like that. So, you know, being that she's not in New York with me, you know, she flies up probably once a month, you know, to conduct some big interviews. You know, but other than that, I can trust her to do everything that I would do up here. She does down in Miami, maybe even more. So it's the trust level and a consistency
mm-hmm.
level. So that's why I think why we succeed and we keep succeeding. And we got this is so much on the table right now that we're working out to get so many other shows and a documentary and, you know, people want right now we're getting offers to the executive producers on reality shows and things like that. So it's the consistency and, you know, the trust that we have that she does what she does in Miami, I do what I do in New York, and then we come together, it's crazy.
Are y'all looking to branch out in any other states as well?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. That's exactly what we actually were talking about today. What we want to do is we're trying to extend mobile media TV into actually all the states. We're looking into colleges. If they're college students that want to be part of a promotional team, we're looking for promotional teams all over in every state. We're looking for actually to start a TV show in different states. You know, if someone has a good idea or they have a show and they want and on the same premise as us, you know, we can join forces. You know, we don't have any problem doing it in Detroit, North Carolina, South Carolina, North Dakota, Phoenix, wherever. We want to extend it out. If you have entrepreneurs out there listening now that, you know, are not scared to invest in themselves, please reach out. We're looking. We're definitely looking to expose and, you know, help brand other brands. Coming up.
Most definitely, most definitely. That's the plan right there. I can imagine what you're going to do in 2012. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So,
Mobile Media TV.
You never know. Mobile Media TV. We're working on getting a radio show. You never know. We'll do something with Nikki Rich. Eventually, we're going to interview Nikki Rich. We're going to have you on the show. And have your face all over New York and Miami. So
definitely,
that's basically what we're about.
And I know you were talking about the colleges. Right now, live, we are live also on Chicago Underground Radio. So we have two platforms we're on right now. So we're getting it in tonight.
Okay, that's what I like to hear. Big shout out to Chicago. Hopefully we can do some work in Chicago and join up and do a joint venture with some powerful people out there. But if there's some entrepreneurs out there listening, definitely check out mogulmediatv.com. I mean, it's the future, especially in this type of in this economy that we're in right now. The entrepreneur is everything. That's the life force of business, of the world coming back because of these big companies are shutting down. So right now you have to invent or create your own avenue or your own plan to survive. So entrepreneurship is everything right now. the small business owner is 90% of the world, if not more. If there were no small business owners, the economy would really be, this country would be over.
Exactly. Well, you know what, guys, we're winding things down, but I always like to play this, like, fill-in-the-blank game with some of our guests.
Okay.
So, yeah, are y'all willing? It's just a couple of questions.
Okay,
yeah,
Nikki,
absolutely.
Nikki's going to answer those.
Okay. All right. Oh, God.
All right.
Let me put on my thinking cap.
It's very simple. It's something fun. Okay, without Mogul Media TV, I would be
one angry person. honestly, without Mogul Media TV, I would have probably been trying to develop a fashion line. I would have been doing something.
Okay. And Mogul Media TV is?
The future. A brand of change makers, a brand of representation for all entrepreneurs and moguls across the globe.
Right. Mogul Media TV makes me feel
so good.
And our last one is support Mogul Media TV because
we're a real brand. We're a brand that reaches out to everybody. We don't discriminate. We're not the brand that only deals with things that just because it's popular. We want to give everybody a chance. There's so many people out there that are talented that don't have a voice, and we want to give them that voice. We want to be able to provide them with promotional tools and spotlighting them and just being able for them to display or have avenues to display their products and services to a market that don't even know that they exist. So it is a positive brand. It's a change maker brand. I think we are trendsetters in this entertainment media market, and I think we're bringing forth something great, and a lot of people see it, they believe it, they understand it, and we're just going to keep going. We're going to keep going, and we'll be here for another 25 to 30 years.
All right, now, that's what I'm talking about. That is hot. Y'all keep doing your thing. Mogul Media TV, y'all making some noise right now.
We're trying to.
We work hard. And, you know, I'm definitely sometimes neurotic about a lot of things that I do. I'm a perfectionist. I'm a lot of things. I can go on all night. But one thing I am is passionate, and I am a positive person.
And that's all that matters, you know. Always got to have positive people around you. Think positive. And everything else will go all right. It'll go smooth.
Right. Lastly, I just want to say one thing about the site is if people want to really know why they should check out the site, just take a look at our site and then take a look at all the other major sites out there and look at the content. Our content speaks for itself. 90% of, like, when you look at a lot of the well-known websites, they all have the same exact content. They have the same exact video. They have the same exact everything on. Like, you wouldn't know if you were blind and you could just press the video on some of the major sites, you wouldn't know what site you were on. If you press the video on and look at our videos and look at the content of what we're talking about on the site, you know it's totally different. So if you want to, my thing is if you want something new but something realistic and something very informative, that's one thing. We don't put nonsense on our site. You won't see a stripper in a video on our site. You won't, like, we don't put stuff on our site for ratings. We put stuff on our site for information, to inform you, to build you, to help you, branch you. Because right now, like I said, the world now, with the young adult today any all the information possible. And information is more important than money, because without the information, you're never going to have the money. And if you do get the money without the information, you're not going to be able to keep the money. So that's one thing about our site that I love the most, is very informative. Very, very, very informative. If it's even, no matter what the industry that the interview is talking about, if it's an author talking about his book, it's how he got his book, how he got his whole, you know, everything going. If it's a fashion designer, it's why they're doing it, what type of fabric they're using. If it's a motivational speaker, it's why you should keep going, you know, who to surround yourself with, you know, things like that. If it's about money and business, it's telling you the ups and downs of opening a business. It's not just giving you the glamorized version. It's telling you it's telling you about the 95% of the people that's going to be against you and the reasons why you shouldn't open a business, and the 5% of why you should open a business. So it's giving you the real reality, and that's what I like about our videos and our interviews that we put up. It's all about reality in all the facets.
All right. Now, is there anything you would like to say, Nikki? Any last words about Mogul Media TV?
No, I think you summed it up. I think you summed it up in a nutshell. We are the world of the entrepreneurs and moguls, and we offer all types of services, branding, image consulting, press coverage, entertainment media management, film production. You know, we're really a brand that's really out to do any and as much as we can. And it's all about positivity, growth, and being a change maker.
And now, all I want to say is if you want to, one thing, log on to the site, www.mogulmediatv.com. If you're interested in, you know, doing some business with us, you can contact me at mogulmediatv@gmail.com. If you're in the Miami area and you need an interview, mogulmediatvworld@gmail.com. And just log on to the site and become members. Sign up. It's for free. You can set up your page, and you can interact, and you can get some inside information. If we're in a town near you, a lot of events that we put together, you'll get the inside information on that, how to get into an event, we'll get you in, and things like that. So that's pretty much it, just Mogul Media TV forever.
And also, do you have any Twitters or Facebook case they want to contact you there and follow it?
Twitter, at Mogul Media TV, at MMTV World, at show, S-H-O, up, U-P-A-N-D, coming, C-U-M-M-I-N, and at Nilajah, N-I-L-A-J-A, Fever, F-E-V-E-R. That's basically the four heads of Mogul Media TV, the team. So the main, you know, the ones that stand out right now for Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So just follow us on Twitter. And we do have a Facebook Mogul Media TV page. You can, you know, go to the fan page and click like and, you know, support the brand, because we're definitely going to be around for a long time. And I'm pretty sure whoever's listening, one if not all, will come across the site, and we may be doing business together in the future.
Most definitely, most definitely. It has been a pleasure having you guys on tonight. I was so excited since last week when I asked you guys to come on, and we finally, we're here, you know, and it's truly, you know, because, you know, today, you know, tomorrow not promised, so, you know.
Exactly.
It's just been a pleasure for you guys being on tonight.
No, thank you very much.
It's been amazing. Thank you so much, Ms. Nikki Rich, for having us on your show. It's been definitely a pleasure and a great experience, and you'll be talking to us again.
Definitely.
Oh, yes. You know, maybe I can have you guys come on and co-host, you know, individually come on and co-host with me sometime. So
I'm definitely going to be.
Yeah, I would love that. That would be great.
Nikki would love that.
Oh, gosh, that's funny. All right, well, we're definitely are open to that. So we'll talk behind the scenes, Miss Nikki.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. Always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And I end tonight by saying God bless.
Thank you, God bless.
Thank you.
Good night. Good night,
good
everybody.
Night. All right, you were just listening to Mogul Media TV, and you have to go check them out, guys. They're on Twitter, Facebook. They also have their site. So you can check them out. It's been an awesome night tonight. We started out with the DJ mix of DJ Unique. Then we brought in Grind House and DeRon Jones, formerly of 112, and now Mogul Media TV. Wow, we're getting it in. And we are live right now on Chicago Underground Radio. This is the Nikki Rich Show. And you can call in anytime, 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749. Tomorrow, we have Cassidy coming through, so we're looking forward to that. Cassidy will be on tomorrow, and you do not want to miss that show. And we're getting geared up for next week, guys. We're getting geared up for our next week interview. So just to let everybody know, we are on air Sunday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can log on to www.nikkirichshow.com. And you can get all the info you need. Follow us on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich or at Nikki Rich Show. And, again, I thank you all supporters, listeners of the Nikki Rich Show. And we're going to end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And I end tonight by saying God bless.
the real.